Welcome to Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church, located at 233 Main Street in Terryville, Connecticut. The sermon, entitled Light, is given by the pastor, the Reverend Zachary Mabe. Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church.
Our scripture lesson today comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, from Matthew 5. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you. You are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. Amen. It's so wonderful having the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts here today, and I would say a living example of what we've read in our gospel lesson, that these are young men and their leaders, men and women, who are living their faith, who are practicing shining their light and sharing their salt, so to speak, in the world. And I think they're an example to all of us, and we're proud of you, and we're really glad that you're here. I would add, too, that the Daisies, we have the Daisy group that meets in our building as well, and they're also doing shining their light. And similarly with our confirmation class that you heard from a little earlier today. We have just returned from retreat, as I mentioned, and this was at Silver Lake Conference Center in Sharon, Connecticut. Which, by the way, if you're looking for a great week of summer camp for your third grader or older student, Silver Lake is a wonderful place to go. There's all kinds of different camps that they offer, different themes throughout the summer. And our church actually pays a supplement toward your camp fee as a gift and as a way to support Silver Lake. So please look into it. It's a wonderful place. Every time I go there, I feel that much closer to God. It really is a sacred place there. And so we're in Sharon, Connecticut, which is in the northwest corner of the state. And so they had a little bit more snow than we did. And so, of course, you got ninth graders and you got snow. And I don't know how many people are watching the Olympics. You're watching the Olympics? Well, let me tell you this. If they had a category like snowball fighting, Zach Harnish and crew would be right on the Olympics with it. Some of the girls, and this is probably not a good thing, but thank God they laugh about it, so I guess we can laugh about it. Some of the girls had bruises from the snowballs hitting them from these boys on this retreat. So they got some speed behind those tosses. So we were there, and we talked all weekend about identity. What is our identity as people of faith? What is the identity of our individual church? What is God's identity? Who is God? And then what is our identity as all of these relate to each other? How does our individual lives relate to God? How do we relate to our church? How does our church relate to God? What is the identity of all of this? Who exactly is God? What does God look like? What does God do in our lives? And what do we do to respond to God's love in our lives? That's what we talked about all weekend last weekend. And we shared over the weekend what it means to be people of faith. And it really fits, I think, with today's lesson, because basically we spent all weekend discussing how do we best shine our light for God and for our neighbors. How do we best share our salt, so to speak? And how might our churches shine their lights? And we reminded ourselves of the many ways that God shines God's light on us with blessings all the time. And love. It was really cute, I thought, when we first arrived there. There's like a main leader of the retreat. Now, you got to remember, this is 57 ninth graders from across the state and about 10 adults. And we had a group leader, the minister from one of the Glastonbury churches. And she said, I'm going to line you all up and you're going to come up to me individually. And I'm going to look you all in the eye. And I have a special message for each one of you that I'm going to tell you when you get up to me right in your eye. And so we all, you know, we took turns and we got up to her. And as we got up to her, you know, to each person, she looked right at us and she says, I want you to know God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. And that set the tone for our weekend. And we explored together and we explored six themes of our identity as people of faith. And I wanted to share them with us today because I think it goes very well with this lesson of shining our light. Six themes that are part of our identity. That as people of faith, we believe that we are people of covenant. People who believe God has promised to love us. And people who believe that we promise to love and follow God, to be Christ's disciples. We believe that we are people of welcome. People who reach out to others no matter what. We believe that we are people who belong to Christ, that at the core of our identity is that God claims us as His own. We believe that we are people who want to, as best we can, work toward a just and loving world, that we want to respond to things happening in the world and try to make them more just and loving. We believe that we are people who are one at baptism and at communion, the sacraments that we observe. We believe that we are people who thinks that God is still speaking in our lives. You know, not that God spoke 2,000 years ago and then stopped, but that God still speaks to us every day and that we want to listen for God's voice and for God's guidance in our lives. So those were the things: people of covenant, people of welcome, people who belong to Christ, people who work toward a just and loving world, people who are one at baptism and communion, and people who believe that God is still speaking. That's a lot to take in about our identity and our church's identity and what it means to be people of faith. But we talked about those themes throughout the weekend. And then we were given a task that I thought was really special. We were given a scripture broken into small groups, and each group had a different scripture. We were asked to read our scripture in our small group and then come up with an image that might represent who God is to us in our lives, what God means to us in our lives. And when we got up, and then we had to present these images to the larger group. And when we got up, we were not able to talk. We had to just sort of act out the image, just show it by either moving our hands, moving our bodies, or even we could use a prop. And then after we had shown it, then we could explain it with words. And so my small group, and we were intermingled in the small group, so I had kids from other churches and kids from our church. We were given the scripture lesson where Jesus heals the woman simply when she touches his cloak. She touches his cloak and she is healed. And this girl in our group happened to have a string, and she was kind of playing with this string, and she said, what if, I'm going to try to do it for us today. She said, what if this string could kind of be our image? That, you know, when we touch the string, it forms into something else. It transforms. Just like Jesus the woman touched Jesus and she was transformed. She touched Jesus and she was changed. She was healed. And she said, what if our image could be we get up and we maneuver this string and then we explain that to people, that just as the woman touched Jesus, you know, this thing happens. And this is what she did. Now, can you see that? It's supposed to be like a cup and saucer. And she said, Jesus is our cup. She did it a lot quicker than I did, so it looked really fascinating. But that Jesus is our cup. I thought that was really, really neat. That they came up with this and that they presented this. That the image is that Jesus is our cup through his life, his ministry, death, resurrection, through his identity. He is our everything. Through communion that we're about to celebrate with one another. Through the cup of his body and blood, we're reminded that he is our everything. What a powerful image and powerful reminder that Jesus is our cup, the cup of eternal life. given for you and me that we might know that God has come to us, shared our common lot, and invited us into relationship and into a life of service and love in His name. And so I was thinking, you know, what does it mean to you to be a person of faith? What does this church mean to you, or any church? What is your identity? How does it relate to God and to the church? And what might all of this mean about shining our lights daily and sharing our salt in the world? My prayer for us is that we all go from here and hold our lights high, hold our cups high, and be reminded that deep inside of our very being is our identity as being loved and being a child of God, being made in the image of God, being people who want to go out and share our cup with others, to share a blessing to another person. Because God doesn't want us to hide our light or our salt or our cup. God wants us to be people who make a difference in His name. People of covenant, people of welcome, people who belong to Christ, people who work toward a just and loving world, people who are one at baptism and communion, people who believe that God still speaks to us. People who are doing all that we can, as best we can, to make a difference in His name. Amen.
You have been listening to Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church in Terryville, Connecticut. The sermon, entitled Light, was given by the pastor, the Reverend Zachary Mabe. For more information about the Terryville Congregational Church, visit the church's website at terryvillecongregationalchurch.org. Write to the Terryville Congregational Church, 233 Main Street, Terryville, Connecticut, 06786. Or call the church office at 860-589-0182. And now, may peace be with you.